Now, is the spud bar different than the ice tongs?
Yeah, oh yeah, it's a big long bar that's real sharp, and then push that, break those ice, it's sawed. And then if it would ha wasn't all completely sawed, they'd just hit it with that spud bar, and that would break them apart, you
So is
know.
it sort of like a harpoon
It's
or
something like a
crowbar?
crowbar, only heavier and longer. And that's we put up ice for years. That's the only way we had to cool anything. We didn't have no, and when we had refrigerators, wooden refrigerators, that we'd put a big chunk of ice, maybe 100 pounds, in, and that would last a couple of days. But you couldn't keep anything, only just you know, just a couple of days, 3 days.
Amazing. Now, did you ever do anything with salt pork?
Yeah, my mother used to put down salt pork, and she used to fry the sausage when we'd make sausage. She'd fry that and put it down in lard. She had lots of lard, you know, and she'd put in a layer of sausage and then fill that all up with lard, a whole jar. She'd put it in these 10-gallon stone jars, you know. And then when she got ready to use it, she'd just take a fork and take that out and put it on the in the oven and melt the lard off of it, you know, and use the
Amazing.
lard and eat the sausage.
What would you do with the meat on a pig's head?
Make head cheese, and that is good.
Now, how would they go about making that?
Well, they just cut the meat all off, and a lot of them just take the eyes out and the teeth and just cook the whole thing. But we just cut the meat off of them, and then that went in the sausage. But I don't want that now because it makes the sausage won't keep. It gets old quick, you know.
I see. Now, you said you had cows for milking purposes. How would you get the impurity after milking the cows? How would you get the impurities out?
Strain it through. We used to have strainers with pads in it, strainer pads in it, you know. We'd run it through that, and if we didn't have anywhere to put it, Mom would hang it in the well. We had an big open well that they dug by hand, and she'd put it in buckets and things like that and put it down in the well.
How long would milk keep that
Oh,
way?
maybe a couple of days, was all. But we never boiled it or anything. It was never pure like they do now, like put all this
Blood
junk in
and
it. And they said, now they say, oh, don't drink it. I was raised on it.
So yeah, raw milk, I guess that's what it
Yeah,
was called.
sure. And we ran a dairy. We used to have a dairy when we lived on the farm. We had a farm at Eden, and we had the dairy, and we were milking about 15, 20, 30 cows, sometimes 40. At one time, we got 60. And we bought a great big stainless steel tank, and that run with a motor, and it kept a paddle going in there all the time. And that would get so cold it would almost freeze. And that's how we. And
Amazing.
then the trucks would come and take it. Great big trucks that hold thousands of gallons would come and take it to the dairy where it was taken care of.
And what kind of cows did you have?
Oh, we had all kinds. Sometimes we'd have, they were always mixed. We had Holsteins and Jerseys. We had to have some Guernseys and Jerseys because Holstein milk is so, there's nothing to it, you know. And
Was
so.
there a term for that type of milk?
Huh?
Did they have a term for that for milk low in butterfat content?
Oh, it would be all mixed together.
But what would you call that type of milk? Would you ever call it thin milk or?
Well, the Holstein was very thin, and then the Jersey was really rich, really rich, and so was the Guernsey, you know. We had all those, and once in a while we'd even run a white face in. We had ones, they used to make pretty good cows if you'd get a hold of one that didn't kick your head off of.
What kind was that again?
White face, Hereford.
Oh, I see. And meat cows.
Yeah, they were strictly beef cows.
What about what would you call it when milk would start to turn a little sour?
Sour.
Was there another term for that milk they might have used? They ever call it curdle or
Yeah, oh
clabber?
yeah, clabbered. Well, that's different. The sour milk is just when it sours and it's thin, you know. But when it curdles or clabbers, then it's thick.
I see.
You
Now,
know.
which would you call it?
Clabber.
I see. Okay, and what could you make out of that?